Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Yeah, I don't have time for it today. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? Joey Greer.
Yes.
Okay. James Heaney.
Here.
Craig Kowski.
Sir, yes, sir.
Vanessa Raglin.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug Bain. Thumbs up. Engineer of the stars.
Chatty one.
All right, let's jump in. Thank you again for listening to the show, and please tell everyone you've ever met. And also, don't forget to write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Your name here at alchemythis.com, and give us any scene suggestions. And subscribe and tell everyone you know to subscribe, including your family. Here we go. First scene up is from Al Casper. Hey, gang, just wanted to say I absolutely love the show and have been laughing my head off since I heard about it back when you were all on your third episode or so. Love it. So I have a scene suggestion. The gang are a bunch of semi-famous hipster foodie restaurant reviewers, and they're on their way to a mountainside restaurant with their cat – with their car – when – excuse me, their cat – when – that's so dyslexic – when their car gets stranded in a snowstorm. A couple of hours pass, and they all start getting really hungry, and they start digging through the cart, eating awful old stuff they find in the glove box and what have you, and then they can't stop themselves from reviewing it. Maybe it gets they get stuck in there longer and some cannibalism. I'll leave that to you. Okay. And let's see. Some of the group are disgusted while one or two begin cooking up a piece of the group and begin reviewing the taste for the food show and so on. Should it go that far?
And it shouldn't.
Yeah, it really shouldn't. You decide. Have fun. Love the show so hard, Al Casper. Red car. That was another red car. That's a point for me.
I'm not keeping score.
Yeah, we stopped playing that about 2 miles ago.
Oh, man. All right.
I know everyone is upset with me, but I'm telling you.
Why do you keep
hold
talking?
Hold on. Well, I just want to explain myself one last
time. Let him clear the air.
One last time. There must be a leak in my gas tank because surely I would fill up the entire tank before we went on this long trip.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So
you're cheap, man. That's it.
See, that's not...
This weather's not getting any
better. You are cheap, Skid. We know it.
That's if it. What does that even mean?
It means you don't spend money.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I save.
No, you're calling yourself like a minimalist, but you're just cheap, Skid.
I'm a total minimalist.
As long as we're stopped, I'm going to take the cat out for a walk.
Okay.
Right. Did you bring the leash?
No, he's good. He's good.
All right, you know the call, though, right?
Yeah, I know the call.
All right, cool. Skid, you're wearing like 8 sweaters, dude. You're not a minimalist.
Right. Yeah, I didn't want to turn the heat on. I didn't want to.
You have bobbleheads all over the back of your car, Skid.
You're an excessist, dude.
I would give the bobbleheads a 3 on 5 forks. I would give 3.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Well, I'm glad you're all in good spirits. I'll keep trying to mess with the car.
It's gas.
Did you bring
gas.
Chains? It's supposed to snow at some point.
Yeah,
I love snow.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's pretty impressive.
Have you been to that restaurant in Iceland? It's all...
No, but I follow them on Instagram.
Made of ice. Yeah. It's pretty great.
It's crazy. They have one of those things at Vegas. It's pretty dope.
One of things.
They have one of those things at Vegas. Ice...
An ice luge, Gio?
Yeah.
That's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Ooh. Nice calling the cat.
Cat's name is Owl. So cool.
Dope, man. I told you should have brought the leash.
Guys, I think I lost the cat.
Whoa, what? Are you serious?
Say
Darnell.
That.
Don't
no,
say
he's that. Not coming back.
It's about the snow, man.
Don't say that.
He's not coming back?
Darnell, Owl is a big part of this experience.
Like, I don't know what to say. Owl ran immediately.
We're just
going to
leave. That's it. He's not coming
you
back.
You just decided he's not coming back. It's been gone 2 minutes.
No, why don't we all go look?
Joe, why don't you stop asking so many questions and give us some information? Tell us some things. How would you like to fix this?
Let's go find the cat.
All of us?
Skid, you're going off.
4 of us at least.
You're why we're out of gas.
How about 2 of us? Let's 2 of us. I'll help you find the cat.
Look, I don't mean to be this person. I know you're all going to get mad at me.
Let's go.
But, like, human life is more important than cat life.
What the?
And my God.
I know.
You're a vegan.
Yeah, exactly.
What is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Look, the only reason we're social media influencers in the first place is we bring a cat to every restaurant we review.
Yeah, man.
No, like, you bring a cat to every restaurant. That's why you're popular. I don't know about famous.
Okay.
Wow, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying. We're all friends. Let's not forget that, okay? And instead of counting how many red cars go by, next time wave them down. because we need help. Oh. Okay. We are in a bad situation.
That's a great suggestion.
Bro, thank I haven't you. Seen yes. any cars go by in a while. I think okay. we're in the middle of nowhere.
I want to say that my personal blog had traction before the cat got involved. Yes, I have grown. Thank you for bringing along Owl. But even before that, I had a lot of traction.
We know that. No problem, sir.
Okay.
Y'all kids okay?
Hey, old timer.
Yo, kids okay? Y'all better get moving. There's a big storm coming.
Can you help us? We're Skid calls himself a minimalist, but he basically just is cheap, okay? And he didn't fill up the gas tank, and now we're here. And the cat, do you like cats? Anyway, we can't find him. Can you help us?
You say he's a mentalist?
No, he's a minimalist.
That's a good show. That's a good show.
Sir, do you have any more of those snowshoes, perhaps? Or are those the only ones you have?
I only got some little ones for cats or dogs.
Oh, is that something. A jerky belt? Can we have some of your jerky?
Well, then my pants will fall.
Oh.
Y'all better get them moving on.
Hey, sir, we're going to Foomph. Do you know how far away Foomph is?
Foomph? That fancy little restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's an Icelandic farm-to-table amikaze place.
I'm familiar.
Cats welcome.
They're buying up all the land around here.
Well, Paul, who's those people you talking to, Paul?
Just some people got stuck down. It's all right.
Oh, I'm coming out there, Paul. I'm coming up there.
Stay in the cage.
I don't want to stay in the cage. I haven't seen people in a long time, Paul.
Stay in the cage. You don't come out.
Paul, please.
All right, y'all better get a moving on. My boy comes out here. You ain't going to like that, all right?
Why do you have your boy in a cage?
We can't move because we don't have gas in our tank, and this is the type of car, unfortunately, Skid, that runs on gas because someone can't move over to electric and get with it.
I have rent an apartment. I don't have an outlet.
Damn it. Paul, why don't we have these people come back to our house, Paul? Remember?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Remember? No, we got to be
going. We're okay.
Skid calls himself an environmentalist, and yet he drives a gas and
you know what she used to call herself?
Oh,
my girlfriend.
Yeah,
my girlfriend. She used to call herself my girlfriend.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
And they did not live happily ever after.
Kenny, there's the cat. Grab it.
That's not a cat.
Wait, is the cat?
Oh, I got it.
Is the cat making the noise?
I got it.
Okay.
Kitty kid.
Paul, give me that cat.
No, you're gonna
give me the cat.
All right, just give us our cat. Sure, back.
Can we please have our
why
cat
is
back?
Why is Owl covered in blood? He doesn't even look like himself anymore.
Why don't y'all come to my house, have a little dinner?
I'll
give y'all some
gasoline.
We're trying to go to food. We need macrobiotics.
We have people waiting.
What are you serving?
Good question, Joe.
I mean, we should ask,
no,
right?
No, that was thoughtful,
I'm serving you.
Okay, now are you happy? Good question. Very good. Cool answer. Well, no, great question.
Okay, but maybe, we can break him. You know, we're social media influencers,
Maybe he's like an outsider chef.
Yeah.
I understand that, but that's what we thought when we went to Wow Wow. And, turn out very
well. No, but we did get some great audio. Maybe this could be the beginning of our documentary.
He's saying he's going to cook us.
He's going to serve us.
Serve us food.
Well, which is it, sir? Oh. Are you going to cook us or serve us? We have the right to know.
Well, let me just interrupt really quick, Paul. I have a map to Foomph in the house. We could show it to him.
See, this seems this seems
we
too.
Go in the house.
No,
we
this seems too. All
just
of a sudden
come
he has
in
some,
the truck. I'll bring you right back to your car with a full tank of gas. I got a whole bunch of gas.
Tim,
canisters.
I don't trust Junior.
I don't.
As far as I can
tell.
Yeah,
all of a sudden he has a map to Foomph.
I mean,
seems wildly convenient.
Why aren't you guys open-minded?
Yeah, I don't trust you because you're holding my.
Why doesn't he have a map to
Foomph? Why does he have my cat in his hand? Give me the fucking cat. You're a nice person?
I am.
Then give me the cat.
Yeah, just give us the cat
she
back.
Likes
you're okay,
me.
Al. You're okay, Al.
She likes me.
She's biting you, so I don't think she likes you.
It's a form of endearment.
You're being very
hard. You're squeezing the cat too hard.
Hardy gavat.
Cats have bones in their body.
And then they break easy.
See, this is not good. This is not good.
I didn't want to do this, sir. What is your name?
Help.
Well,
do something.
To what? Oh, you want me to help? You want?
Yes.
All right, fine.
This is why. Okay, I don't want to make this about us, but this is why our relationship didn't work out. We would be in moments of peril, and somebody needs to, step up. And
okay, she's referring
out.
To one time that we were at.
I'm referring to two
for
times.
For appetizers, okay?
All right, I don't care at all about this at all. I don't give a damn.
How about this? Do you care about this, Mr. I've called the police, and they're on their way here. And when
good
they get
news.
Here,
you have
they're
going to
put that cat
I don't have a signal.
In our car, and we're going to be on
Wait,
our way.
Yeah.
Could you be storing this on your Instagram if you have a signal?
Could you also be calling tow trucks? And
I didn't realize we were that stuck. I'd be happy to call a tow truck. Well, then I'll be getting out of your way,
dude.
Your
first move is to call the police.
Yeah, because he's going to break
anything,
the cat.
Come on, let's get out of here. Well,
I'm going to take the cat. Have a good day. Let's go, dude.
That's very mean of you.
Wait, it's what?
They're gone.
He just walked away with Al.
It doesn't matter. He didn't walk away with one of us. And I'm trying to say human life is more important than cat life.
I'm going to go with Tim on this. We got to get out of here while we can.
Okay.
If they come back.
Here's some good news.
Yes.
I did bring some snacks. You know, I have emergency snacks in the glove box.
I know. That is cute. And so, it's always been cute.
Maybe our blood sugar is a little low. Let me see what we've got here.
What do you got? Okay. What do you got? What do you got?
Please, vegan foie gras.
Okay. I have animal crackers. Catch those.
Wait, did that?
How ironic.
Okay. Yeah, these are vegan, dude.
Vegan these are all camels, animal man. Crackers.
What's up?
These are all camels. You're normally, it's a variety of animals. Yeah. These are just camels.
Did you eat all the other animals?
I might have.
Why did you just leave the camels?
You don't like the camels?
What's up with that?
It feels weird. It's like they're dry. They remind me of the desert. It's like
animal crackers are made of the same dough.
Okay, we got fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
You know, all Skittles have the same flavor too. Does that blow your mind or what?
No, they don't.
Skittles have the
don't
same
fucking
flavor.
Say that. Don't bullshit. Fucking yeah. say that.
What else is true, Jack? All the M&Ms are the same.
Yeah,
that is true, though. That is true.
There's not flavored M&M's.
That part is
yeah,
true.
That is 100%.
So, one of you guys call Jesus the police.
Yes, officer. Yes, officer.
I don't
Sorry.
Think he's an officer.
I don't think I don't
that
trust this guy.
That looks like a handmade situation.
I don't trust this guy.
This is a small town. When you call the cops in, it's a local police.
So well, no you, uniform,
is that,
sir?
Yeah, just you painted on your top, cop?
I painted the star on my shirt.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see some form of ID?
Well, do we even need his help anymore, really?
Actually, we don't.
I'm a police officer. At this point in time, it's
an
investigation.
We have a missing person to report.
Okay.
A missing feline.
Shut up.
Okay. All right.
You're supposed to be a vegan.
You look gorgeous today.
Oh my God, shut up.
Now,
a cat named Owl.
A cat named Owl.
Yes.
Owl?
Not Owl.
No.
Owl.
O-W-L.
All right, well, let's straighten this out. It's cold out here. Let's go up to Hogg's Farm really quick. This guy's real nice.
I don't trust
him. We're not going into anyone's farm, sir.
Wait,
we need to be on our way.
Who owns Hogg's Farm, if I may, officer?
The Hogg family.
Jerry?
What do they look
Jerry
like?
Jerry Hogg?
Is there a scary man with a jerky belt? Kid in a cage?
Oh, well, kid in a cage for sure, but I don't know about a scary man. There's a nice farmer. Mr.
That couldn't
Hogg.
Be the same guy, right?
No, it couldn't be.
I don't know.
I mean,
come on, guys.
Maybe most kids up here are held in cages.
What do they raise, by the way? What do they grow? You know, maybe they're some of the people who supply food.
Microgreens?
Well, it's winter wheat. Winter wheat this time of year.
Winter wheat.
Winter wheat.
It's like regular wheat, but it grows through the colder weather.
Oh, like a GMO.
Yeah, it's GMO. GMO proof. Come on, guys. Why don't you just follow me up to the farm?
No, I'm not going in.
Did you walk here, dude? Did you walk here?
Sir,
I'm on the beat this week.
What?
Officer?
I'm on the... Yeah.
We called you because we thought we had trouble with the exact farmers you're leading us to.
Well, no, because our guy was scary with a jerky thing, and he says his guy's nice.
But that's
so
because
that's
he has a different perception of what's scary.
No, because description
Look at him.
Match.
He's scary to me.
Are you serious? I'm scary to you.
Yeah.
You guys
you
are scary to me.
Teeth.
You have snot all over your mustache.
Your pants are way tighter than they should be.
He's got a
point.
Yeah,
but you have pointy teeth. That's different for us.
Well, these people took Al, okay? And I want to get Al back. I'm not changing my Instagram handle.
Chill out.
Don't
chill out.
Oh, my God. I love this side of
Gio.
Yeah. I love this side of
Gio. Okay, sir, I'll go with you to the hog farm, all right?
Wait, Gio, what?
I'm going, too.
Wait, what?
Well, let me...
I don't know.
Well, now we all have to go.
Well, I'm not going.
Well,
okay, leave it.
How's that?
Okay, you're gonna guard the car.
So
enjoy
long, guys.
The
I'm not gonna guard the car so much as I'm going to enjoy the fruit, the food that I have here. Because anywhere I go can be a fumph. Anywhere I am can instantly become. I was referring
you.
To fumph in Nevada.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere I go can be an experience.
You don't even know, man. You're searching for it right
because
there.
Because I haven't
That's exactly
eaten.
His problem. He's always searching. He cannot come in.
Hey, man, just be happy where you are,
no, thank you.
Man.
Yeah,
no,
nothing
thank
will
you.
Ever be good enough. Let's go to the hog house.
Well, bye, guys.
I hate to tell you, you're actually trespassing. You're on Hogg's Farm.
I don't
land.
Give a rip.
That right, probably fine. Means you can be shot in the head.
Probably could.
I'm in a bad mood.
Okay, well, I'll leave you at the car. You guys
surprise.
Follow me.
Have some of these camel crackers.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't believe he stayed behind us.
I can.
Oh, come I know, on. But Scootin'. You have that power over people.
I don't have any power. I wish I had power.
Oh, well, that's your power. Is that your...
My power is to
keep
alienate
up, guys.
People?
Keep
yes.
Up.
Send them into their certain death. Whoa, big hole.
Jack, cool. Can we just please get Al and get the hell out of here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Officer?
Yep.
When we get to the farm, how much further is it, by the way?
I mean, did you see the farmhouse up there?
I don't see it, but hey, I hear something.
Lewis,
I
think that's Mrs. Hall. That he keeps calling Geo Jack. Is his name Geo Jack?
Honestly, I'm going to say this right now. Okay, we picked him up like in New York 6 months ago, right? Cool dude. Okay, he had what, like 16,000 followers?
I mean, it seemed like a good get.
And now it's like 8,000 followers? Like, what is his deal,
yeah,
right?
Why is it plummeting?
And what's his handle name keeps changing. I don't even think he
All right, and here's the door. Somebody should knock and make it, I'll knock.
Someone should
Who is
knock.
It? It's Officer... I don't want to get my name in front of everybody. Well, who is it?
I don't feel like
it's
that
the
was
cops.
Good. I think what? That was a bad sign.
It's the cops.
What kind
you
of
guys,
cop won't reveal his name?
Well, hey, which what? One? It's Jerry.
Oh, come on in, brother.
Bring Al out, you son of a bitch. Bring Al out.
Well, I got some people with me. We're coming in.
Now, who the hell
said
son
for
of
the
bitch,
cat.
Right? Oh, you come for him. Oh, what the, you little boys and girls that came on the side of the road.
Yes, we've come for our cats.
Come
we don't
for
want
dinner.
We don't want any trouble. We don't want any food.
So it
we would
was
just like
the
our
same
cat.
Guy. Well, that is really fascinating. I saw him as scary. You see him as nice. It's the same person.
Well, I don't want any problem. Now come on down. We'll break bread. You'll
Man,
be good.
What is cooking? Because that smells incredible.
It smells weird.
That's a little winter wheat.
Winter
no.
wheat.
You cooking winter wheat?
Smell
winter
like wheat. It smells like some sort of animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why don't we all sit down? And just enjoy
just
it.
Just on the floor?
Just
here?
On the floor. There should be name places for everybody. I didn't know your all names, so I just made them up.
I just
so
see
fine.
The scratchy areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. So find your name.
Okay. Am I the little one with the yarmulke, sir?
Yes, it is.
That's great.
I knew it. I knew it. All right. Let's see here.
All right, okay. I'll be Terry, I guess.
I'll be Titty Ha Ha.
So specific.
What happened to the other man? Whatever happened to us?
Oh, don't even go there. Skid's being a drama queen.
It was Skid?
Hypoglycemic.
It was Skid. I knew it.
Hypoglycemic and needed to stay behind on
Did y'all call for a tow?
Oh.
I've got all mine.
Yeah, why don't you?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to speak so loudly that my voice carried all the way to the house.
I couldn't see
I'm
you.
Talking to this guy who's waiting here at the car. Sorry, I'll stop disturbing you, folks.
It's okay.
All right. You, sir.
Hey.
The guy's sitting alone there by the car.
Yeah.
Did you call for a tow?
I did. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
I think it's a gas issue or something. Ask you a quick question. Have you eaten today?
Well, yeah, I had a nice big breakfast. And a sensible lunch.
Okay.
And, you know, periodic snacking.
Okay. Would you mind getting in the car with me for one sec?
Yeah, sure.
Just for one sec. It's cold anyway, right? It's cold. Maybe there's something you can look at inside the car.
Okay.
So have a seat. Okay, this is going to be weird, but will you close your eyes?
Sure. I'll say yes to anything.
Okay. Open your mouth.
All right.
I'm going to place an edible item in there.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Now close your mouth.
Mm. Oh, it's an animal cracker.
Okay, yes, yeah. But before you jump to what you know it is, can you take me on a quick journey?
It's hearty. It's hearty. There's a little bit of there's some sweetness there. There's some good consistency.
Good.
It has those earthy tones and
now back it up a
little. Good mouthfeel.
Back it up a little bit more and describe. Maybe attach an emotion to what you're feeling.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Home.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Welcome home.
So I got three courses all laid out.
So it's like small plates or?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And the second course is not even on a plate or?
No. That's going to be on a bay
pile?
Leaf.
It's going to
be on
a bay leaf. On a bay leaf. A
tiny little bite. So tell me what y'all think and enjoy.
A little gamey.
Where do we start?
It's a little gamey.
Top down. Okay.
Yeah. Like not a meat I'm used to eating.
Uh-huh. But the flavor.
There is flavor, and that flavor is gamey.
All right.
Do you have any salt and pepper?
No. The meat should stand by itself, so okay. Just enjoy it.
There's a little bit of like a chemically aftertaste.
Good, good.
And there's like a crunchiness to it, like a Himalayan, good. Himalayan sea salt.
Yes, thing good, going good, on. Good. Yes, yes, yes.
I was getting Himalayan.
Himalayan?
Yeah, yeah. I think it is a Himalayan.
No, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, like half Himalayan, half Asian.
Yeah. Yep.
And I like the mouthfeel. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's you know, you can almost blow a bubble with it.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the smell? Because I'm getting an odd smell off this.
It's acrid.
Mm.
Is that the word I want?
Acorn.
Acrid. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with acrid acorns.
It's acorn.
It's acorn.
That's a smell. It ain't acorn, but that's a smell I get.
Oh, you're playing too.
No, I'm just.
Can we guess what the meat is?
Uh huh.
And if we get it right, will you tell us?
Uh huh.
Is it a cat named Owl?
Oh no.
Oh God.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Is it, sir?
Oh, I told you.
He hasn't had enough time to properly cook the cat.
Winner, chicken dinner. That's it.
Ding, ding. Oh God, no.
Ding, ding.
Don't throw up in my house.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if we could turn the car on its side, I could gut the car. We can start a pop-up right here.
You want to start a pop-up here?
Right here. Yeah. And I mean, this car is useless anyway. It runs
Foomf
on gas.
Is getting so much business, there's going to be spillover.
There's going to be spillover. How about people on the way to Foomf?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And so I think we can start an experience.
So we're going to serve animal crackers and...
And frankly, I think whatever you have in your tow truck, and I think as a passersby stop over, we can ask them what they have. We could feed it back to them.
Yeah. I mean, I've got some protein bars. I've got
that's
banana.
So much. I got to tell you one
I'm diabetic, so I need to snack frequently.
That's perfect. I got to tell you something, though. I was kind of in business with some other people. Oh, God.
Stay under the car! Run! Run! Stay under the car! Stay under the car! Stay under the car!
Hi, guys. Welcome. Welcome to Chowie time.
What? We just ate out.
Did you have a reservation?
Welcome to Chowie Times, guys. We're the proprietors.
Who's this guy?
Who the hell are you, man?
Try the dessert!
We gotta get out of here. Tim, we gotta get out of here.
I'm sorry. Oh, I don't see your name on the list.
We just ate out.
Skid, this is serious, Skid. You gotta let me in on this. You gotta get me out of here.
Let me see. Well, the thing is, we have something open in about 35 minutes from now.
Fuck you.
If you wanna wait.
Fuck you to hell.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, we could put you at the bar, you know.
Is that the bar? Is the back seat the bar?
I got coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
So, did you want me to put you down for the bar, or?
I guess I'll take a seat at the bar.
Thank you.
I'm making craft cocktails.
So, enjoy that.
Oh, what are the cocktails?
Iced coffee and herbs.
Okay.
Fresh picked herbs.
Right.
And this looks like grass.
It's winter wheat.
Motor oil floating on top?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'll have
one. 1 second!
I think we have.
I think that Himalayan sea salt was cat litter. It was cat litter. Oh, God.
We're going to go out on cat litter because it is the apex of my life. Oh, man. What was the pop up? Calls?
Chowie time?
Jimmy Chowie?
Mr. Chow time?
Yeah.
No, not
yeah.
Mr. Chow. Something
oh, man.
Chow
it's gone as soon as it happens.
There's no way to know.
I love that there was an instant wait.
I feel like that's how those go
yeah,
always.
You know
yeah.
It was
good.
Perfect.
Can we tell the listeners just quickly
sure.
What happened? Joey, what happened to you during that episode?
I just had a cough fest. I drank some water at the wrong time.
Wrong pipe.
And it was just a really funny line of, I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew that there was a tow driver in a car with you that yeah. has to close his eyes and yeah. taste something, which I was like, who knows what's going to happen?
And then you threw your headphones off.
And I ran over to, there's a little couch in the corner. I ran over there and yeah. I balled up and I just coughed into myself in a pillow. So no one could hear it. I didn't want to ruin the show.
Well, now they all know about it.
Thank you.
We were able to play through. It didn't distract us at all. So.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Chris, for asking because I think we all wanted to know. All right. This one is ripped from the headlines. Second story ripped from the headlines. A luxury home in Las Vegas listed for $18 million. 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and a guest house, a pool, and a spa. Artificial trees and artificial lawn. Why artificial? not to mention the nutty asking price, you ask? Because it's all underground, in the side of a former 1950s bomb shelter. We take you now to the real estate company that just got the listing for this and is trying to figure out how to assign an agent, which agent, and then we'll follow that agent to showing this underground $18 million home to prospective buyers. Oh, man. Okay, so we've got this listing. You've all got the papers in front of you there.
I call it for Diane DeLorio. Can I call it for myself?
Diane, you're asking to be the rep on this?
I would love the opportunity to make you money.
It's a very rare listing. So the reason I've gathered you all here is because not really to compete for who gets the listing.
Charles?
I'd like to take the listing myself.
Well, let's just go ahead and jump to the end of this, and everyone would like to take it. But I'd like to know why you want to take it.
Diane DeLorio is in the middle of a very expensivo divorce, and every sale helps.
You don't need to refer to yourself in the third person,
I think
Diane.
She does.
Why not?
Dan, I think she does.
I don't have my face plastered on every bus stop with a drawn-on mustache. You drew your own mustache on.
That's right. I'm having trouble growing one. But people are more likely to buy a house from a man with a mustache.
I can attest to that.
Ask me, Dan Goodprice.
Stan, well, I'd really love to have you on this in any way.
I don't want it.
I understand. I felt that when you came in the room.
I don't want it.
Is it because you're in the weeds on the other properties?
I'm not really feeling this anymore.
This is a game. And is Diane DeLorio the only one that sees that he's playing a game?
Don't want it.
Sorry I'm late. I just sold another property. $100 million.
Ew.
Done. Done.
Ew.
Deal, huh?
Glad you could join us, Tony. Stan?
I don't get anything, no praises,
what's
nothing.
What's the problem? You know, listen.
$100 million, really?
Yeah, I just sold it.
When the signature's dry and the bank approves it, we'll celebrate then. $100 million is... It sounds like you sold a hotel.
Well, maybe I did, okay?
Your fly's open.
Oh, is it? Maybe because I was getting a blowjob, okay? I was getting a blowjob earlier, okay? So, yeah, I'm leaving my
life.
Why
do you have a black eye?
Oh, maybe because I fought somebody too, huh? Maybe because I got in a fight outside, because I guess you can't be getting a blowjob outside in public, huh? Maybe that's offensive to people.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Okay, you keep coming in claiming to have sales that you don't have, all right?
Ever. I don't know that you've... Let's check the list, the board. Nope.
The board is lying. There's seven blowjobs and no properties.
You know
up
who
there.
Has closed a lot of properties? That's Stan.
I don't want it.
Stan, what's it going to take?
I don't need it. I don't want it.
Stan, give me three reasons. One?
it's below me.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
He's not saying below me, Yogi.
I don't mind.
Two?
It's
below ground, this particular listing.
That's what makes it exciting.
It's below everyone.
And three... If you ask me, the listing price is too low. I'm going to go grab some water.
Too low? What does he mean?
No, he's playing a game with you. This is how you give him you give everything him every because he does this one. Every time.
It's the faux humble routine.
Diane, did any of you think the price was too low?
I think it's a great price point for an underground mansion. That's the perfect price.
I mean, how much is it? $100 million? I'll sell it. No problem.
Yurgi, honestly. Who wants the tuna fish sandwich again today?
I'll do it, yeah. Is it free food?
Yogi, would you mind? I think tuna fish for everyone.
If it'll take him out of the room longer, sure.
Tuna fish for everyone again.
No, not tuna Diane did not vote, and I
Diane,
do not,
what would you like?
Let me just say, Diane DeLorio has good breath, okay? I'm meeting with clients today. Tuna fish? No!
So egg salad?
Get in the game. Egg salad,
egg
yes.
salad. Egg salad for Diane.
No problem, I'll be back
extra
really quick.
Red onions on top.
Do you mind if I get a couple cash from everybody so I can get it?
Don't give him cash.
I'll just Venmo you later.
You'll get Carl's Venmo.
Okay, but a little cash helps. It's easier to do that transaction.
Your fly's open again.
Oh, looks like I was getting my cock sucked.
No, you weren't.
You've been in the room the whole time.
You have another black eye.
Uh-oh. I keep getting in fights with people. They don't like my style.
Are you
no
giving
problem.
Them to yourself?
Yeah, Yurgi, are you...
Are you breaking out in black eyes?
I'm fine, okay? I'm fine. Look, if I just get cash from everybody
Here's
and a
20.
Place to sleep...
Here's 20.
I have an idea.
Wait.
Hear me out.
Oh, I'd love to, Stan.
Hear me out.
That's all I want to do is hear you out, Stan.
I know, we got to talk about those emails also.
Absolutely.
What emails? Now he's trying to turn us against...
No, I'm not. Okay, I want to... Here's my idea.
Please.
He talks so slow, I want to die.
What... If
kill me,
we sell this
property
for as
oh,
as
okay.
A. Are you getting this on the whiteboard?
Team. As a team.
Sell it as a team.
As a team.
Sell it as a team.
I think we all have our strengths. Even Yuri. What's your name?
Tony Yurgi.
Even Tony Yurgi. We all have our strengths. Let's be honest.
I mean, I sell things like crazy. No problem.
Okay.
Big problem.
I sell things for $100 million. I mean, no problem. Okay. Huh?
I'd like the team to work on this. I'm excited about this.
Dan, I mean, what does Dan bring to the table? Almost a mustache?
Yeah, I think a little bit's coming in up top. Do you notice? Or?
It looks like a rash.
But let's be honest. People trust that face.
Super positive.
People trust. What was your name again?
Diane DeLorio. Pleasure is mine.
Oh, what a power move. What a power move there.
It didn't bother me. You can flex on me all you want, sweetheart. I am made of steel.
This
and
is what
do
I'm talking
I sell?
About.
Hot tub.
This is what I'm talking
if
about.
If this property has a hot tub, I'm going to sell it, honey.
Who doesn't love an aggressive woman?
Right.
We've got to have Diane there.
And this dude.
It's Steve. I've worked with you for 7 years. 7 years.
Steve?
You're just so beta, Steve.
Why should you be on the team?
I mean, am I on the cutting block? I've tried to work as hard as I can. I've sold some.
I don't think we should
I mean,
have
Steve,
Steve
has sold more almost as much as I have.
He has.
When I look at the boards.
But Steve is so forgettable.
I know.
But I'm always asking to be part of it, and it's like, oh, we know everybody wants it. Of
Your sleeves are too long. Wait, look poor.
Where did Tony Yurgi go?
Am I the only one that's going to say it? Steve looks poor.
Where did Tony Yurgi go?
He went to get sandwiches.
He went to get sandwiches?
Yeah, so that the four of you can help me move this house.
Wait, with Steve?
I mean, come on. You can't cut me out of this.
Why not?
Here's what we get with Steve.
Do you want to buy a home from a man that looks like he lives in an encampment?
Diane?
Yes?
Some people do.
Okay.
First of all. Second of all, with the four of you in the room, they get every flavor of human. And that's what important to the team.
Not a bad point.
So this is the home, you like? Huh? Goes deep down.
Oh my gosh, this is nice, really nice.
Do you mind holding these sandwiches? Do you mind holding some of these sandwiches?
There's a lot of sandwiches. So, there's blood on these.
It's okay. Let me just unlock this. Oh, that key doesn't work. Okay, so you kind of get it, right? You get the vibe, yeah? 100 million?
That's a lot of... there's no upstairs?
It's a street level upstairs.
Pardon me?
Street level upstairs, huh? Give me money or get out.
Can you give us a moment, honey? Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100 million.
I love it when you want to communicate.
Why are we even talking to this man? He said 100 million.
What do you mean, why are you talking to me?
What do you mean? Why you say this?
We need a moment.
If I gave you this to my wife, sir.
Oh, I don't say you can.
Don't,
you can
talk. You don't own me. You can just say, I'm trying to talk to Deborah.
I'm trying to talk to Deborah.
Thank you.
Okay.
My uncle's about to die.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to get his 100 million?
Sir?
Yes.
I'm hoping so. I've been very attentive.
Does he have more than that?
Sir.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Deborah and I are married.
Okay.
And we'd like to speak without you.
How am I stopping that? How am I stopping the conversation?
You're sort of interjecting and I'm trying to have a moment with my husband.
I'm sorry, I feel engaged.
How about 4 million?
4 million.
Oh. Go back to your people and see if 4 million.
Look, the reason I asked where is Tony Yurgi is I'm afraid that when he went out to get sandwiches, he went straight to the property, and he's trying to sell it now, and we need to wait for you to finish a goddamn sentence because you talk so slow.
Dan on this. Dan Goodprice has got a good brain. And let me tell you this. Diane DeLorio can smell a rat, and I can't smell one right now, which means Yurgi isn't in the room. Do you follow?
Exactly.
Yes.
The rat's not here?
The rat's out.
All right, Dan, so what do you want to do about it, then?
You're doing it intentionally.
You're just
slurring your words.
That's Dan.
Hello, another property sold $100 million. No,
no
problem. No problem. Oh, God, I forgot the sandwiches.
Please get the sandwiches.
God, they have the keys.
Well, you have tuna all over your zipper.
Oh, I must have been getting blowjob from fish, huh?
You're missing a tooth.
Who gives a shit? I give them out. Who cares, huh?
Okay. All right, look, guys, we got to go sell this, and we got to sell
you
it
are
now.
Not, I don't agree. He's not the team leader.
It's already sold.
I'm the team leader, and I want my team selling this house.
And it's Dan or Steve?
Steve. Oh,
okay. He's off the team?
No, he's on the team. I want every flavor of the rainbow represented.
What is flavor of rainbow?
I'll attack the den area.
Okay.
Steve, you're good with bathrooms.
I'll attack anyone who comes on property, huh?
I think the person with the tightest midriff should obviously be on hot tub.
So that's Dan?
That's me.
Okay.
All right, so Dan, you're on hot tub.
Dan is not on hot tub. Diane DeLorio is on hot tub.
Diane, I think we know where you belong.
I can't wait to hear how you finished.
Well, she's huge. She's growing exponentially. She's huge. She's
massive. No.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
The kitchen.
Oh, my okay, God. Okay. You don't
put me down, Diane. Put me down.
Put yourself down,
oh,
idiot.
Oh, my God. Oh, I run.
Yorkie, come here. Oh, I want to suck you like the dick you are.
Diane, you want the hot tub? You can sell the hot tub. Please sell the hot tub.
Oh, thank you. That would be a lot of fun. Tub. I'd really appreciate it. Oh, sorry, great. Boys.
No. Whatever Diane wishes.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to our open house.
Thank you for coming by.
Did you want to finish that
no,
up?
No. Okay. I think we're here together as a team.
Okay. You can walk around the...
Give me a heads up when he's headed to the hot tub.
Okay, this is... this is a unique listing, obviously. You are underground.
It looks like a cool property.
It's also a unique way to sell this listing. As my partner here mentioned, I'm right here in the den, but as you walk around and explore the space, you will run into other of our expert team members who can help you with any questions.
That sounds like a bit much.
You might have. Okay. Well, we don't think so. So how's that in your face? Okay. All right. Go ahead and take an apple if you'd like, a small bottle of water.
Did I scare you?
Dear God.
Did I scare you?
Boy, this guy can't possibly be a real estate agent.
Can't possibly.
Oh, if only. If only it wasn't possible. This is Yurgi, and he'll be happy to show you the bathrooms. But first, let's take a look at those five bedrooms, shall we? How many in your family, sir?
There's me, my wife, and three kids.
Okay, great. So you still have a guest room, maybe an office. How old are those kids?
It's 17, 14, and 2.
Oh, so the oldest will be off soon to college.
Yeah, there was a big gap there.
Well, what happened, man, huh?
Yurgi, it's a little personal.
I mean, you can imagine what happened.
I don't know why the break. You know what I mean?
It was an accident.
That's crazy.
You know, like you must have been for your parents.
Hey, Diane. We have somebody in the house right now, so we are on code red, okay?
Oh, yeah. I've got this baby up to a bubbling 200 degrees.
That's what I was hoping. I was thinking, I know we've had our differences in the past, but I was hoping if...
We hate each other.
We don't like each other. we all need this. And let's be honest.
Oh, we all do?
I'm not trying to argue with you.
But you know what? I said that like that aggressively because earlier you were saying, I don't need it. I don't want it.
Oh, I'm coming down.
That's a game. Can you admit now that
don't
that's
get
a
her
game?
Angry again, Stan. For God's sake.
Oh, God.
She's huge. She's huge again.
Everything's fine.
She's so big.
All right, Dan.
Sir, so you love your family, right?
Yeah, of course I do.
I'm not trying to be startling, but we're living in tough times, and it's very possible that they're the end of times.
What?
Yeah, so don't you think it would be great to be underground? Because if an asteroid hits or a nuclear weapon, you'd be safe here. But what if
nuclear,
it's just
nuclear, Steve? Why can't you say nuclear?
Nuclear.
No, it's nuclear.
It is nuclear. Yeah, that's
But it's atomic.
Somebody else has to do the bomb thing next time. Steve can't say it.
So,
do you go to the library, Steve?
Yes, I do go to the library. And that's where I learned about nuclear weapons.
Do you make Paschetti for your family?
That's ridiculous.
I like you. Tell me when you're ready to take those clothes off and hot tub with me.
So if we're all finished laughing, okay?
I don't know that we are.
Okay, go ahead and give it a little chuckle.
Well, I just think this is an enjoyable day for all of us.
Well, not when nuclear weapons go off.
What kind of weapons?
Nuclear weapons.
Huh. All right, well, let me put this over with the Paschetti.
I'm just saying.
And you're also one of the real estate agents?
I am a real estate agent.
Sorry, you just don't seem like one, and you don't. They're not really treating you like you're part of the team. Like even that foreign guy fits in better.
Are you sure, Yurgi? Tony Yurgi fits in better than I do.
Yeah. Although, sir, if I may, foreign guy, we're not really. Comfortable with that sort of moniker.
It's fine with me. You can say whatever you want to me.
Where are you, family? Are you moving from?
We're moving from Omaha, Nebraska. I work in insurance.
Ooh, Omaha.
You work in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, maybe you'd like to talk to Steve.
Why would he want to talk to me about insurance?
You were talking about getting a policy for your wife.
Well, yeah.
And are you going to kill your wife?
I mean, that's not the first thing you jump to. Sometimes
that's
it's
the
just
first thing I jump to. Why are you looking for a policy? Well, we've got a murderer. He's a boring, poor-looking, stupid murderer.
Well, I'm not. Okay,
honey, I don't want to get a policy. I just think it's why?
I just figure if we get you a policy first, then when we can afford a second policy, I'll get one, and then we're going to eventually protect the whole family.
Well, who is this guy that you brought into the house? I just don't even like.
Listen, it's a potential sale. I could get a sale on a very expensive underground house, so treat him nicely.
Okay.
Like your husband said, you know, the world is ending. So, you know, don't you want to be protected?
From what if it's ending?
Well, you know, fire. I mean, it's very, very hot here in Vegas, you know, extreme weather, climate.
Does life insurance save you from fire?
It pretty much does. It saves us from fire if it hurts mommy.
Jonathan, go color, okay?
I want to color with blood.
Okay. Now, if the world is ending, I don't think I need any coverage. He's
mistaken. We were having a conversation about nuclear weapons earlier.
What?
Because he's going to be purchasing the underground.
What is going on? For the last couple of weeks, you've been just talking about the end of the world and like how everything just needs to be cleansed again. And then you bring this wacko in here. No offense.
I do think a good cleansing would help. I'm not saying that a good cleansing wouldn't help, but that's not what we're talking about. I'm just talking about a simple life insurance plan.
Wow, you're a beta at home, too.
What?
I'm sorry.
I am not. I am so alpha. Son, come back in here. No coloring with blood.
I'm not coming in there.
But he's listening, I can tell.
No, I don't think he is.
He's what? Not.
What? I'm drawing period stains on your underwear, Dad.
This is insane. I don't get. What do you want? What do you want? You want to get out of this? You want to get out of this relationship?
No, I just want to get some life insurance.
For what? So in case you die?
I can step outside the room for
No, you got to hear this, because okay. I want a man in the room, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, you should probably step out. It's.
I just had a two-year-old because my sperm is so powerful.
Oh, your sperm is powerful.
You're too old to have another child. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 58.
It doesn't matter. 58. It doesn't matter.
It's perfect time, perfect temperature for the testes to cook up that sperm.
Yes, it is.
Well, it depends on the person. Some people's scrotum is not. It doesn't matter. Listen, I just want to get a small life insurance policy for you, and I promise you, as soon as we can afford it, I'll do the same for me.
So I get one and you don't have one then. So it's just me again. I got to take care of everybody.
I'm stronger, less likely to die. I'm a man.
Please.
What?
Like, that's any basis for strength. Check this out.
Put that table down.
Both of you were sitting on top of the table and I lifted it.
Wow, that was incredible.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming to the real estate office. Obviously, it's been a sad day as Steve lost his wife last night in an
accident.
The good news is...
You said the same thing. What is the word for that?
Winking.
Jinx is the word. Jinx is the word.
One of you owes the other one a cup.
I'm sorry. Steve's wife died.
Steve killed her.
I did not kill her.
You definitely killed her. I called him killing her 2 weeks ago.
You did. But
Diane DeLorean, I have some good news. Psychic to the stars.
I have some good news for the whole office, though.
What's that?
Steve is smart enough to have insurance, life insurance against on his wife.
He was really lucky.
Where'd you get the policy?
I got it from our sale last week.
What? And guess what? He's buying the underground mansion. He's buying it.
The insurance salesman?
No, him. Steve.
I'm buying it.
Steve can't afford it.
Off the money he just got off his dead wife.
Look at his pants.
So we did it, guys.
Let's put it on the board.
I think that we should really put that under the board underneath my name.
As buyer.
Who gets the sale?
No, his wife should get the...
This is a good...
Yeah, somebody wrote 25 blowjobs on the board.
Uh-oh. Somebody... Who do we think did that, Dan?
I don't know. Probably Steve did or something.
Yeah, probably Steve.
I didn't do that. I just lost a wife.
Guys, we have to make a new column on the board because this is a T. E.
He's spelling team.
A what?
He's spelling team.
A.
Oh,
we don't
God.
Know that. It could be something else.
I.
Oh.
No.
There's no I. Team.
Yeah, that's everybody. Wow. Good work.
Good work.
All right, I've got one more property for us to, I think, maybe work as a team again.
Mm.
You guys let me know what you think.
Okay.
It was
here we go.
I don't need it.
Stan, we did this last time, and then you were so much a part of the sale. But let's just assume and hope that's what this
is. Okay.
It's a firehouse.
Okay.
It's a firehouse.
All right.
Two-story.
Firehouse. There's a pole, I'm guessing.
You would guess that. Wear. You would guess
Are
that.
Are you going to take the pole?
If we sell it.
Put Dan down!
Put me down!
This is you!
That's a no.
Okay.
Oh, and that's what happened to the firehouse sale. They never got there. Diane lost her shit one more time and had the power to grow 20 stories. Our third and final story for today. I also chose this scene suggestion from the news headlines. In this case, just the headline. Ohio nail salon owner fights City Hall to keep the shop's name Handjobs.
This Sunday at Ohio State Arena, Greg Kinnear.
We have to take that again. You said Ohio?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Ohio? The state's name is Ohio.
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
No, it says Ohio. It ends with an O.
Well, this might have been another a print because I
Let
had,
me see that paper.
There you go.
It says Ohio.
It's the way he pronounces it.
We can't have that on
Say
there.
Ohio, please. One time.
Ohio.
The way you would with that ramped up voice.
Ohio!
Yeah. We're going to have to bring someone else to do the O's in post.
What? That's fine.
Okay, keep going.
Same thing? Same script, or are you going
to
change it?
I would prefer you to say the words correctly, but yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Stick to the copy if you can.
I'm not. Whatever is given to me is wrong, so.
No, you have a speech impediment.
Oh, I have a speech impediment.
Hey, I can just fill in the O for him in real time so we don't have to do it in post. Okay, here we go.
Is it on me?
Or no, you're going to say you're... Yeah,
Ohio!
Oh.
So what is up with that?
I'll be quicker.
Yep, and we are rolling.
Oh, here we go. Hi, so...
What's going...
Uh-oh.
Are we rolling? Here we are.
This Sunday at the Ohio State Arena, we are going to have the most Ohioan people that you can ever imagine fight. Greg Kinnear versus the Ohio State Board and City Council to make sure that his name for his nail salon stays the same. Ticket prices are pending as an Ohio State legislation has made the prices go up and down, fluctuating in a rate that we can't comprehend. But do not worry, Ohioans. Oh. If there's something that I know, Ohio is going to be the place to be. And one more time, Ohio.
Oh. Okay, I think we got it.
I felt good.
Yeah, really good.
Is the guy's name really Greg Kinnear?
Hello, Ohio Board. You know me, Greg Kinnear,
Mr.
former
Kinnear.
Host of
Big
Talk
fan.
Soup.
Yeah.
And I played Bob Crane in Autofocus.
I loved
You're
you
so
in,
much more than Talk Soup, Mr. Kinnear.
I did that movie about windshield wipers.
Oh, and what was
As good as it gets.
Yes, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huge
that was
fan.
Oscar nomination Oscar for nominated. That. But,
and you, yeah. the little dog was in the movie?
That's right. Yeah. Well, that was fun working with Jack, but I'm not here to talk about my showbiz career.
Seems like you are, but
no,
okay.
I'm here to talk about my nail salon.
Right. You have a chain of them. But
That's
the one
right.
in town is the one we have a problem with, as the board.
Yeah, it's a chain, but each one has a different name, of
right,
course. So
right.
I really want to, this one,
you wanna
I would like to be called Handjobs.
We understand. It is called Handjobs.
There's
it
a
is.
Big sign.
I know, it is. It
Mr.
already
Kinnear,
is.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Truly a huge fan. If you could sign my DVD, I'd be much obliged.
Wow.
But the sign, you know, for Handjobs is right beside the elementary school. And we just have...
A petition. We have a petition is what we have.
A lot of angry folks on our hands. Okay, that's the job on our hands. we have to change the name.
Mr. Kinnear, I am looking over some of the graphics that have been provided by me.
Are you from Ohio?
Yes, I am born and raised. I have never left the state. And it sees here that it sees that your graphic image is a little disturbing. It seems to be that it is a... looks like a hand is holding a white nail polish bottle. And
That's
it's
right.
a neon sign that moves, and it looks like...
It's a powerful hand with a grip, a tight grip.
Yes, very tight
on
grip.
On a cylindrical...
And it Mr. is
Kinnear,
pale.
I'm from the Ohio State Business Board. You may have met my brother.
How?
Now, we do have a problem with the vulgarity, Mr. Kinnear.
Vulgarity?
Absolutely, Mr. Kinnear.
Ohio is a Christian state.
We believe in Jesus.
No, there's
Christ.
No such thing as that. There's a separation of church and state.
Not in Ohio.
Not in Ohio.
What?
Oh.
Not in Ohio. Oh.
Not in Ohio.
Mr. Kinnear, if you would please consider changing the name of your salon to something like a Fancy Nails or a Nail Polish Kingdom.
Or Florida Nail.
Florida Nail.
Florida Nail.
No, Florida Nail.
Floor to nail.
No, Florida Nail.
I object. I object. You guys know me, and you know I own Florida Nails on 7th. So
this
that's
is Florida Nail. This is singular.
Florida Nail.
We do more than one nail, so yeah, nails plural. It
Florida
sounds better.
Hand.
Mr. Kinnear, can you give us maybe a couple of names of the other shops you have out of town, and let's see if maybe those can be a little more helpful.
Sure.
Okay.
I have Thumb to Pinky.
All right.
That's a good name. That's a good Christian name.
I have Finger Me.
Okay.
Also a good Christian name. I don't see any problem with that.
I have H jobs.
H jobs.
H jobs.
Hand J's.
Hand J's.
H J's.
Uh-huh.
These are all fine names for a nail shop.
Yeah, I thought so.
Now, Mr. Keneal, why couldn't none of these names been the one that you used?
The whole point of having a chain is to name each store something different.
Mr. Keneal, what do you have against Akron and the fine people of Akron, Mr. Keneal?
I have nothing against Akron. I have a lot of respect for the rubber industry and the tires.
Mr. Keneal's got a lot of good folks in it.
Mr. Keneal, can you acknowledge on the record that this here is not Hollywood?
That's right. I would like to second my brother. I would like that to be on the record.
It's not
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Oh, you're saying Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Okay.
That this is, in fact, a heart.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You know that you're in a heart.
Oh. You know, I was in Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes. Mr. Keneal, we're familiar with your work, Mr. Keneal.
That's a beloved movie.
It's a beloved movie. Now, Mr. Keneal, correct me if I'm wrong. It's not a big poster of a nail giving a hand job to a squirting bottle of white liquid in the Little Miss Sunshine movie.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. I just never thought about the logo that way.
Excuse me, I'd like to get a hand job.
Okay, did you have an appointment?
I don't have an appointment. Is it okay to just walk in?
It is, sure. You just have to wait a couple of minutes. We're pretty busy, as you can see.
It's fine. I was dropping my kid off next door, and I couldn't help but notice hand jobs, and I'm in the market for a hand job.
Terrific. Here's a menu here. You have options, hand job options. Now we can go with this is called a tight squeeze. This is called the flim flam flipsy flops.
Okay.
And this one's called the water weenie.
Okay.
Which is just more, it's like a massage in the hands and...
The massage of the hands?
Yeah, it's the...
The massage of the hands. I'll take the water weenie. I'll take the water
My weenie. Table just opened up if you want to bring them on.
It's up to you.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Please, this will be your caretaker.
Say my name. Why don't you ever want to say my name?
It's, you know, if I say it one more time, bad things will happen in the city. I've already said it twice.
I don't want to make a scene. It's not a big deal. But
is her
I
name
would...
Beetlejuice?
Don't! Say it three times then, Deborah, and get it back.
Beetlejuice. Fuck me.
Okay, you were saying?
I would prefer, not trying to make a statement, but a female worker.
I am a female worker.
Okay, fair enough. Fine.
My name is Beetlejuice.
Okay, so enjoy. Beetlejuice, she will be getting the hand. She'll be doing the water weenie.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on. just lay down on the table.
Thank you.
Okay, and wow, let me see your hands. Very nice.
Thank you.
Cuticle's a little rough.
Well, I've never had a hand job before. Yeah. This is not what I was expecting.
Okay, I'm just going to... Just tug on your pinky for a little bit. All right. And good. Firm. So do you pick a color?
What?
Did you pick a color?
A color for what?
For your nails. Or do you just want to do just a manicure?
I just want a hand job.
Okay. So just a manicure. Okay. Easy.
Any problems here? Hi, Greg Kinnear.
Hi. Oh, my God.
It's me, Greg Kinnear.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
What do you know me best from?
I would say talk soup.
Yeah, still get that a lot.
This is a little inappropriate, though. I'm about to get a hand job.
Right. Yeah, you're getting a manicure here at this nail salon.
A what?
You're getting a manicure at my nail salon.
No. I was getting a hand job at this hand job shop.
Oh, no. I see now the confusion. Wow.
What do you mean you see the confusion?
No, I didn't think this through.
Mr. Kinnear, are you false advertising hand jobs in Akron, Ohio?
You say it that way too?
Say what?
You say it so weird. The vowels are weird.
Listen, Mr. Kinnear,
Mr. Kinnear, what brings you back into the little funny courtroom we've resurrected up in the Huggins Town Hall?
Look, I want to apologize.
False advertising claims I see here.
Yes. Yes. I realize that now the good people of Akron thought. Thought they were going to have their penises tugged by my workers.
That's absolutely the way the poster's construing it, the name is construing it.
Mr. Keneal, please refrain from cussing in the courtroom.
Did I cuss? Christian, I don't realize. What did I say?
You said penis.
That's not a cuss word. That's a scientific term.
In Akron, we call it the dito.
A what?
A dito.
A dito.
A dito?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so people thought they were going to get their didos tugged, and but I had a bunch of trained nail technicians who offered manicures.
Why are you making a hand job motion with your hands?
I'm not making a hand job motion.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's how one gets one's dito walked.
Let's get that read back from the record there. Can we read the minutes back?
We can't read back the way he moved his hand.
Oh, you didn't write that down?
I didn't. I'm just supposed to type the words that are being said, describe the actions.
Fair enough.
Well, we have someone in the courtroom right now who's drawing. Maybe they had the drawing done.
The courtroom artist.
I made a flip book.
Oh, great. Let us look at that.
There you go. You can flip the pages really quickly. I was working really quickly. Look, it does look like he's, making a dito wop.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Look, would you give the same treatment to Joel McHale, Hal Sparks, or John Henson?
No.
Joel McHale.
Joel McHale opened up a burger shop, and you know what he called it? Right here in Akron, Ohio.
Oh.
Florida Burger.
He got it.
Why would he call it Florida Burger?
Because he took the suggestion of the High Council, and he knew that the right thing was to do was to just live as we do. Good Christian life, people.
Okay, I'd like to petition the board to change the name of hand jobs to Florida Nail.
Wait, hold on. I have a problem with that. I have Florida Nails.
Well, you never seem to be at Florida Nails. You always seem to be in my courtroom, sir.
Well, I'm here because
I now demand that Florida Nails be bombed.
I second that.
I hope you're happy, Mr. Kinnear. I hope you're happy.
Look, I'm just trying to have a second career.
I have a question for Mr. Kinnear.
Oh, dear God.
Approach a bench.
Is this your dad?
Yes, this is our father.
Hello, Papa.
Nice to see you, babies.
Did you bring us any chicken in your pockets?
What else would I have?
Pocket chicken
for my children.
That's the oldest man I have ever seen.
Mr. Kinnear, I have a question for you. Do you have any regrets in portraying Bob Crane?
No regrets. I mean,
what sort of research did you do for that part?
Well, I read on the whole history of his murder, and I watched a lot of episodes of
Hogan's Heroes. We have photographic evidence that you yourself became a pervert.
I didn't become a pervert, but you had to do,
Is there video evidence of this?
Papa's a bit of a cinephile.
Let's go to the clip.
Wait, I got to get Stacy from AV in here with the cart to close the clip.
Please do.
Can someone get Stacy? She's in the AV room.
I've got the cart.
Look, are you just going to show a clip from autofocus?
Well,
that's me playing a character.
No, this is a clip that was taken from your hotel room while you were doing, quote, research, sir. Now,
got up his pants other than chicken? I do not know.
What? Before we run the clip, maybe you'd just like to tell us what we're going to see?
I don't know what you're going to see.
You don't remember.
This was 15 years ago that I was doing research
for
this movie.
Let the record show that Greg Kinnear is being very combative.
Let the record show that Greg Kinnear
is wearing a silly hat and silly shoes.
Let the record show that Greg Kinnear has an interesting manicures for a pervert.
Look, how was I supposed to know when I was doing character research for autofocus in the early 2000s that I would want to open a nail salon in the state of Ohio?
Precisely.
And that somehow that you would have placed a camera in my hotel room and have footage of me, I don't know, tying somebody up with bondage?
Goody, goody for you, sir. We did not place a camera. We found the footage when we knew you were coming in today.
You found it where?
I don't know what he's talking about. Go on the record. My papa was a crazy man.
You heard of Craigslist?
What's that? I'm on Craigslist, yeah.
You heard of Craigslist?
Oh, on Craigslist.
Yeah. This is from Carl's List.
Carl's List, okay.
Yeah, well, that's where we found the footage.
I appreciate the reaction to my speech, though. It was very nice to get that recognition. And I got an Oscar nomination for As Good As It Gets when I played gay. Thank you.
Should I put the tape into the VCR?
Yeah, let's see him really
play. It's a VHS tape?
Yeah. It's from 12 years ago.
Hi, Mr. Kinnear. Welcome to the Holiday Inn Express.
Thanks. I'll be checking in for 3 days. What's your name?
Is a video of all angles? Is this like a multiple?
Well, right now it's in the lobby.
Oh, my bad.
That's just me checking in.
That seems fine.
Let the record show, Mr. Kinnear checked into one Holiday Inn.
Could we please read back from the records, the stenographer? Could you read that scene back?
Sure. Open, interior, Holiday Inn Express.
Right. It's like a screenplay.
Handsome clerk says...
Handsome clerk? How do we have that subject?
Says, welcome, Mr. Kinnear, to the Holiday Inn Express. Mr. Kinnear replies, thank you for... having me or something.
I mean, a little gusto in what you're reading, son. A little gusto would be fine.
I think he said I'll be checking in for 3 days.
See that? Oh, that's right. It says I'll be checking in for 3 days.
Why is he correcting you when you were writing the record?
Don't ride Tommy. He's doing his best. Let now, Mr. Show. Kinnear, what do you say for that?
I mean, that looks pretty innocuous.
You
I checked,
into the Holiday Inn. Let's jump ahead to the clip after you've unpacked your luggage.
How many clips do you have?
17.
Oh, dear God.
It's all on one VHS tape, though. Let me just push play.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make a show, Mr. Kinnear. That's a nicely packed suitcase.
Oh, he's taking his clothes off. Yeah, oh, he's getting into the shower. This is awful.
How is the camera moving to follow me?
Let's jump ahead a second or two.
Paul, what do you want to get to? Do you know the timestamp that we're looking for?
What's going on, Paul?
Okay, so you'll be checking out today, then, Mr. Kinnear? Did you enjoy your stay?
I had a great time at the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, no, we went too far. Rewind. Rewind the tape. We went to the very end.
He's watching himself on Talk Soup.
This is it here now. He's getting room service delivered that he's not really ready for.
I know. I just worked the AV club. Oh, there's... Never mind.
Hello?
Room service.
What's that?
Room service.
Room service at Holiday Inn Express?
Room service. You want some room service?
Oh.
Okay. I don't think I ordered anything.
You want some apples? I have apples.
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
Please take the apples, please.
Okay, fine.
Can I hang out?
No. Why are you wearing a brownie outfit?
I don't know. It's cold outside and it's warm in here.
Okay, look. You can come in. Come in for a second, but
apology.
What the hell was that?
You invited a brownie.
I think it might have been a setup. I think it might have been a setup.
A brownie into your room.
It wasn't a brownie.
Bags of brownie that come in your room.
So wait. How does all this play into whether or not Mr. Kinnear can have hand jobs as?
That's an excellent question.
Your property has been bombed, sir. Okay, you have little to speak on. Okay,
I have nothing.
You got some rubble to be cleaning up.
I just don't want. I want to know how dragging Mr. Kinnear's name through the mud is going to benefit.
I didn't realize you were married to Mr. Kinnear.
You didn't realize that. Kinnear? No, but I've been in love with Mr. Kinnear for many years.
Let the record show that we all have.
We're very fond of Mr. Kinnear. Was that not clear from the outset?
Well, it seems like you're dragging his name to the mud here.
We're trying to establish character. Character of this man who calls his nail salon hand job.
I'd like to speak up. I personally was affected by hand jobs.
You look poor, boy.
Keep talking.
I was dropping my son off next door at the elementary school, as I do Monday through Friday.
Which elementary school is that?
Stevenson School next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I was going to go get a hand job.
Did you now?
Yeah, it was right next door, and I walked in. I got a walk-in appointment. And
walk-in's welcome. I do appreciate that. Right.
And there I was, lying on a table, getting
What was the name of the person who helped you?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, God.
Beetlejuice. Let's get this courtroom back to order.
And I don't want to get emotional, but I was just about to get a hand job, and Greg Kinnear walked in and awkwardly sat in the room while I was waiting to get a hand job.
Did he explain why he was there?
He was saying it wasn't a big deal because you don't get hand jobs at
hand
jobs.
Did you get a hand job,
Steve? I did not get a hand job.
What did you get?
I walked away without a manicure, feeling like someone had dashed my dreams. False advertisement.
So you had a dream after dropping your son at a school of getting a hand job.
Wait, you just said you wanted to get a manicure.
No, I wanted to get a hand job. I wanted a goddamn hand job and...
Do you see what the problem is here, Mr. Kinnear?
I've already said I'm willing to change the name. Well, I came back to change the name.
Not good enough.
But Greg, are you willing to give a hand job to a man that was misled?
No, sir.
Well, we can't allow that in a court. No. What the hell?
You can't do Mr. a sort of hand job interaction transaction in the court.
Pardon me. Hi, everybody. Hi. I run the activity center here in the city. You've been using the cafeteria as a courtroom for like 4 hours now.
It's a courtroom. Well, it's look not, at our wigs.
Just wait a minute. Is this not a real courtroom?
No.
Why are we wearing these wigs?
This is the cafetorium.
Cafe who now?
This is for where the kids are about to eat in about 20 minutes.
Oh, so we're on shows here. I've seen some great productions in this cafetorium.
I call for recess.
Recess is happening. It's about to end right now.
Oh,
right.
No, we're missing out. We got to go.
We're going to recess.
Goodbye, Mr. Kinnear. I'm a big fan.
Appreciate your work,
so appreciate
your work.
Can you sign my breast?
I think I was pranked.
Mr. Kinnear, it happens all the time.
But why? And by who?
It's the people of the great state of Ohio.
Oh.
They don't really like outsiders much. I mean, they appreciate art and whatnot, but you know, when you come here and you start a business, they're not into it.
Ohioan senators, gather round. We took another one down.
Good.
Greg Kinnear, outsider.
That's son of a
congratulations.
And we had an excuse to bomb fancy nails while we were at it.
Good.
Finally.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay, great.
Episode adjourned as well. Good timing. James Heaney, wrap things up for us, won't you?
Thanks for having me. Please check out briefnewsbrief.com for some news.
Wait, that's the big wrap up?
I thought it was for all of us.
This is a show.
For all of us.
I'm going to wrap up for everybody.
That's what I asked you to do.
So okay. Selfish.
Okay. Yeah. Alchemy This.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that so much. Your name here at alchemythis.com. That's how you write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Vanessa Ragland, where can folks find you?
You can find me at Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram at Dynasty Typewriter or on my personal boring Instagram at Vanessa Hope.
There we go. Christopher Alvarado.
Brief News Brief. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brief news
That's
briefs.
What we call a giver, James.
Oh, thank you. Now it seems like everybody is going to be doing their own goodbyes, and I feel like I was...
No, you're great. We love you, and I want people to go see your stuff. You're funny.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Generosity looks really good on you, Chris.
Thank you.
Craig Kukowski, what do you got?
On Twitter at Kukowski. I got there first.
Oh!
Nice. That's so sweet. I'm sure there was somebody else here, too. Doug Baim on Engineer to the Star... Oh, Joey Greer.
No, Doug Baim.
Jebber Geeber.
That's it. Find me on Instagram at Jebby Geeber. Before it all falls down.
Right. And I want to shout out a thanks to everyone who came to the live show on March 13th. There'll be another one announced soon. So follow the Instagram site. Write to us, your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. I want to thank Sophie Lichterman, our producer to the stars, and all the fine folks at iHeartRadio who offer up these auspices to us on a weekly basis. So far, so good. I want to thank them for that. And that's it for today's session of
Alchemythis.
Thanks for staying out of it, James.